This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. Hey, it's first day of March. How about that? All right. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales, Boyd's One Stop, the Belleville Meat Market, and weather in Galveston this morning. 58 degrees. Feels good. It's very nice. And winds are down. It's real calm. Looks like sunny skies today. Areas of patchy fog this morning in certain low-lying areas, but high of 68. Winds will be north 5 to 10. And tonight, some clouds, low of 57. So east-southeast winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, wind will be picking up, they say. A few clouds from time to time, but a high of 66. East winds 20 to 30. That's pretty breezy, 20 to 30 out of the east. So looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We have a high at 4:33 a.m. It's a 1.2, a low at 11:06 a.m. an 0.1, a high at 5:21 p.m. an 0.9, and then a low at 11:06 p.m. an 0.1. Looking at sunrise is 6:44 a.m. sunset 6:19 p.m. We're still on a new moon, 0% visibility of the moon, and looking around the complex, offshore the buoy showing a northwest wind at 2 to 4 out there, air temperature 59, water temp 62, Galveston Channel 57 degrees with 59 degree water with a north wind at 2, and at Eagle Point it's 57 degrees with 62 degree water, northwest 3 to 5, and Morgan's Point 57 degrees with 59 degree water, west 5 to 6. And barometric pressure this morning is down into the 29.90s. I think yesterday morning about this time it was about 30.18 inches. So there it is. Nice weather. Beautiful start to the weekend. Hope everybody can get outdoors and enjoy this beautiful weather we're going to have today. All right. Let's run over to Sabine Lake and check in with our good friend Captain Bill Watkins, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
And, well, sitting here at the gas station, just bought some ice and all that good stuff.
There you go.
So, ready to go.
Going fishing.
Got about a four-day stretch. Hope I can pull it off.
Well, maybe you can't.
No, I think the weather's going to be kind of weird, but I think tomorrow's supposed to blow pretty good out of the east.
They're calling for it, 20 to 30. And I don't know, we're going to get, well, I think we're going to have some strong southerlies before that front hits next week. Well, we got two of them in a four-day period. I think one on Wednesday and one on Saturday.
Yeah, they're showing some dangerous thunderstorms for Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, but I know I don't trust long-range forecasts.
No, you can't.
I wait till the last minute.
That's the way I am. Wait and see. Yeah.
It might actually, I may get a half a day on Tuesday that it's okay. You know, it might not rain till way in the afternoon. So you just have to kind of figure that out as you get closer.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, I think I'm going to launch at the Causeway today, and I think tomorrow I might launch over at Johnson's Bayou or Deep Bayou Landing.
Yeah.
The east wind, that'll be a factor at the Causeway, but it won't be over there.
No, that'll be protected over there. You'll be good to go.
Yep, so... Now, the last time out, I told you I didn't catch nothing but redfish.
Right.
But I got a report yesterday from a guy on the water that he picked up several trout. No big catch, but he was on his way up to Coffee Ground Cove to see what was going on up there. And that water might be good based on the way that the Sabine River dumps into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in from the east, and it's got a kind of a delta built out there, a long point before it sweeps out into the main lake, and you get a reverse current back up there in Coffee Ground, and a lot of times that'll be the clearest water on the whole lake. Just because of the way that the Sabine flows in.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I remember the first time I figured that out, it was like, oh, light bulb come on. There could be salt water here, even though you got those apps that show salt water coverage.
Yeah, that OFS animation thing is it's way fresher than it is. You know, the way they do the purple and blue. Purple's just like tap water, and then blue's, fresh, but not salty, and it's weird how that flows. I guess they're getting it right off the top. I don't know how that works.
I don't know, but
if I looked at that,
time,
I wouldn't even go out in the bay.
No.
You know?
No, you wouldn't even go fishing. And, of course... You know, that's bogus because that can be salt water trapped up into the marsh.
Sure.
It's pushed way up in there. And that they don't show all that.
No, and look at all the salt water that's layered underneath the fresh water that's running over the top of it. That salt water supports the fresh, pushes it up, and it'll be salty and clear underneath, you know.
That's what's been going on right now.
Right.
There's a lot of fresh water running over, especially in that deep ship channel. And I suspect that fresh water running over the top forces those trout down to about 20 feet. At least on my graph, I see fish there a lot of times, 20 to 25 feet.
Right.
And there's nothing else above that. So I think that's what they're doing. As they're hanging around down there in that saltwater wedge. And if the timing gets right, they come up and feed. And sometimes maybe they just hang out down there.
Yeah, I've had some unbelievable catches in the past when, you know, that freshwater runoff, it just layers over the top. It'll be about 3 feet thick on top. And if you plow enough with your boat, you can churn that dark water up under, you know, and bring it up, and you can see, man, it's clear and salty underneath. Look how black that water is. Well, it looks black, yeah. You know, coming up through that liquid mud stuff. Man, them fish will, they'll layer up under that. They'll go nuts.
Yeah, they will. So, you know, in our bays, on this end of the world, we have to figure on fresh water and where it's making the fish go.
Boy, especially the last 8 or 10 years, man. Can you ever remember seeing this much fresh water in that long a time frame? I mean, it just, it's relentless.
No. No, it's been pretty rough.
Yeah, it has. It's,
but somehow,
you can adapt to it. You just have to fish around it, under it, over it, side of it. However, you can make it happen. You just got to put in the effort, figure out where they've moved to. And sometimes they won't even move. It'll be so good underneath, they'll just stay where they were when the fresh water hit.
That's right. And sometimes it drives them offshore out into the lake.
Yeah, they'll get deeper, sure. Yeah.
And they'll go right out there and lay in the mud, and there's some salt down in that mud.
Yes.
And they'd get comfortable and just hang out. And that's in the winter, that's what you get a lot of time with the trout.
Right.
They'll get as deep as they can and back offshore where you can't touch them. You know, you cannot find them. There's no way.
It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you think you can drift a long way and cast a long way, and you might catch a fish or you might not.
Yeah.
So I try to concentrate my efforts on where I think the salt water will be. Even if it's just a little bit salty. Because our fish are adapted to a lot of fresh water.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have
to handle that.
There wouldn't even be any at all. They wouldn't live here.
No. No. Absolutely not. So, but it's interesting, you know, when you try to figure out where those fish will be, and, you know, just like Coffee Ground Cove, you think that there won't be any salt water up there because both those rivers are flowing in, one on the northwest side and one on the east side.
Yeah.
And northeast, actually. And you think that, well, there can't be a trout up here because it's just too fresh. Well, you know, you got to think about the currents and how
right.
that works.
If you fish Sabine Lake enough, you know that the way that tide comes in through Sabine Pass and then turns the corner there at Blue Buck and runs right up that bank all the way to Coffee Ground. And it'll actually work, and it counteracts that freshwater flow coming from the Sabine River and pushes it over to the Texas side, more of the middle of the lake, and leaves that side decent, you know?
Where the mouth of the river is, it kicks out right actually into the middle of the lake.
Yeah, it spits that water out. It doesn't push it down that side. Spot on.
It goes right down the Texas-Louisiana line, right down the dotted line. And that leaves Coffee Ground actually saltier than the rest of the lake.
Yeah, it'll make like a saltwater pocket in there.
Yep. And a lot of times there'll be fish in there when you don't think they will be. And, you know, you get a strong west or southwest wind, it'll blow the muddy water up in there. Mm-hmm. And then you get a couple of tide changes, and it'll clear back up. And, you know, trying to figure that out, I mean, it's pretty simple. Both the rivers are running high right now.
Yeah.
You look on NOAA and rivers and lakes, and they're green, you know, pretty much all the way down from Rayburn and Toledo. But that means, you know, that's showing you that it's at flood stage.
Yeah, we're saturated, too. And any spring rains, we get some really bad ones, or, you know, It's gonna run straight off.
So that's just gonna, that's gonna put fish in strange places.
Oh yeah.
you go up to a bow and go way up that bow, and you might find trout up there. Especially now that winter's kind of waning off, you might find some nice trout way up a bow, or right at the mouth of it, in that deeper water. So they're adaptable. They can figure out how to, you know, I mean, they don't run around out there thinking I got to find salt water.
No,
they're just doing what they do.
Yeah, they can tolerate fresh water for a while, especially reds and flounder. It don't bother them near like trout.
Oh, no, I don't bother them.
I think the bigger
much.
Trout are more affected by the fresh water than the smaller trout.
I agree with you, you know, because when Harvey came, it shoved all of our big trout out.
Yeah.
They left, and we were left with pencils.
Right.
Now all of that has kind of moderated. And we're raising a new crop of better fish, you know.
New crop.
I don't know that we'll ever live to see it, you know, where there's 5 and 7 pounders ever around every corner.
I know.
But
and it used to be that way over there. Anybody says any difference, wrong, because I experienced it. That was a world class fishery there for about 10 years.
Oh. My,
you know, for big trout. I mean, it was awesome. Let me knock this break out. I'll come right back at you, Bill. Hang on a second. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 419. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I'm here with you. So we're in this discussion about fresh water. You got to figure that, you know, over here, with the exception of Coffee Ground Cove, now the redfish don't move. You know, and the flounder coming in from the Gulf, they're only going to go so far against the fresh water. But, you know, when you've got lots of water coming down both rivers, you have to think ahead of the game. It's going to push the trout all the way down, maybe as far as the Causeway Bridge or below at Sabine Pass.
Right.
You know, that can happen if you get enough fresh water. But it takes a while for that to happen.
Yes.
You know, it takes about 3 weeks for the fresh water flow to push the trout slowly down the shoreline. So they swim just in front of it, you know, and they'll come down and come down. And I've actually seen fresh river water coming down the lake, and I would be catching them in clear water, dark clear water, and, you know, just wearing them out. And that fresh muddy water would come through and lights out. That's it. You might catch a red or two after that, but you're not going to catch many more trout.
Yeah.
And I've actually witnessed that on several occasions, being out there as much as I have been. So you have to figure on that. And, you know, sometimes it takes, like I say, 3 weeks for it to push those fish from the top of the lake all the way down. But it's nothing for them to hook up to a incoming hard tide and disappear from the south to the north.
Yeah, they'll follow that current.
In 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming back the other way, they can move faster than you would ever believe.
So you know, I distinctively remember 1 year, it was winterish time, you know, like November and December, and we got a pretty good flood. And we'd all been up in the pocket catching our fish, and I went up there one day, and it was deader than a hammer, no mullet. I mean, you know, it just looked dead, smelled dead, just that old smell of fresh water. So I went back south, and I ended up finding those fish on the three big reefs we have down that west side, which is Fishers, Beasley's, and Dow's. And that's back when those reefs were alive and fish thrived over them. But I was on Dow's. I ended up putting an anchor out, and, I mean, we're catching some mules, man. We're catching beautiful fish, and you could watch that tide started going out, and you could see that muddy line coming. And we caught those fish, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours, and then when that muddy line finally crossed and pulled up on that reef, on that outgoing tide, those fish shut off like a light switch.
Yeah,
the incoming tide, they were there, and the same thing. That went on for 2 or 3 weeks. Those fish were just working with the current and then pulling back and forth. You know, they'd go north a little bit. You'd catch them on the other two reefs, Fishers and Beasley's. And then as that tide went out, you'd just move on down. You'd finish them up on Dow's. It was a perfect setup. I mean, it was just like a wave, a big, massive wave of fish that just stayed with the current. Back and forth. It was crazy.
Yeah. They were seesawing back and forth.
Yes. There you go.
What you figure out about that is if you've got clear water coming out of the Gulf, then that's going to be your best tide to fish.
Yes.
And if you've got dirty water back up in the marsh, then that's going to be the shutoff right there.
The outgoing tide will bring it over the fish.
Yeah. So if you've got clearer water and salty water in the marsh and it's coming out, then that's going to be your best tide.
Yeah,
fish.
That makes it good, man. I've seen Sabine well, and over here too, where your drains and bayous and stuff, where the marsh water's good, and, you know, the back lakes and all that, and then the bay water's nasty. Well, then you get that outgoing tide, and then that cleaner water comes out of those ditches and drains, and, man, those fish go, man, they pile up in that. That's a stack up.
Yeah. So just it's not rocket science. It's just simple observation.
You just got to go fish it, you know. You got to do
just
your own thing and figure it out on yourself, and then you got your pattern, and you can live and die by it.
And don't worry about
guess. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about moon phases. Just figure out which way the wind's blowing. You need to fish the lee side on these lower bays like this.
Yes.
These upper coast bays, because the mud's going to be blown in there and it's going to push the fish out. You got to fish the lee side, and you know, it's possible to catch trout in 30 mile an hour wind or more, you know. Yes. Just drifting off the bank. But and you don't necessarily have to wade to do it. You can wade, and that's effective, or you can be in the boat. We've got some really quiet trolling motors nowadays, and if you do it right, let yourself go in against the bank and cast out.
Right.
You'll get a little bit of wind protection right there. So, you know, I hope everybody's listening to this, because this is some serious information.
Yeah, this is taking us years to figure out. I mean, this is...
Oh. Yep. And
but
I'd
love it when we'd pull, you know, a hard east wind for days, and when we had fresh conditions, and it'd push all that fresh muddy water off that protected shoreline and leave it clear. Yeah. Behind. Sometimes you'd have clear strips. Man, you get inside that clear strip where the dirty and the clear meet. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Let it rip. Working those color changes.
Yep, that's right.
And then basically, you know, like West Bay and probably East Matagorda Bay, when you've got salty, clean water all the time, and then you start getting that streaking action from the currents and the mullet and bait fish stirring the water up, that's what you want to fish, the streaks, the off-colored stuff. But then when yeah. you're doing what you and I do in our bays where it gets fresh, you want to approach it just the opposite. You want to fish the clear strips and not the dirty strips.
Yep.
Because the dirty
right.
strips are fresh, you know, nasty water, and the clear strips are salty. They have salinity in them. Totally opposite.
Yeah. And, you know, wind pounding, if you're fishing the windward shore, and we've got a lot of mud in the lake.
Yeah.
And it's pretty shallow in some areas, and you're going to get the waves crashing into the shoreline, and that's going to move everything offshore.
Right.
So you just need to cross the lake and go to the other side.
Seeing down south, too, I've had some of my best catches down there fishing a shoreline that the wind's blowing into. You know, that's blowing pretty hard into it. The water will stay good because of the grass they have, but it pushes all that bait up in there.
Yeah.
You know, the rougher water, it'll blow it up along that shoreline in shallow, and then you just fish out deep and throw inward. Keep your boat out
yep.
deep or wade out deep and then throw in. And it
that's a whole nother world down there.
A whole nother world. It's it's a good one. All right, Bill. Well, hey, I know you got to fish this morning and get all iced up and gassed up. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and learning some of these tricks of the trade at Sabine, how do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a good day. You're going to have a pretty one anyway. Fish might not bite, but it'll be nice for you out there.
Hopefully I'll stumble into something.
I reckon you probably will. All right, buddy.
All right, thank you,
sir. Be safe. See you, Bill. Thank you, man. All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas, Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermahog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. It's a really nice place. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:33 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Conroe now. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Richard Tosh. We just call him the Fish Dude. Fish Dude's Guide Service. Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just going with the flow.
I heard that, brother.
Another
I heard that.
Another day.
I hear you.
God's green earth.
Yes, sir. Yes,
or it's
sir.
Trying to turn brother. Green. Spring's trying to get here. God,
it is.
That's winter time.
I'll tell you what, everything.
Ugly.
Yeah, but it's like you say, it's trying to green up. But it's starting to stay at daylight a little bit longer, a little bit longer every day, so it's all good.
Those Texmoaning redbud trees starting to pop up there yet?
Not quite, but they're getting close.
They're getting close.
There ain't no doubt. So that's a good thing, you know. And that's like I was watching that big bass results and stuff. Yesterday was the first day of it, so it's
right.
Got today and tomorrow left, and right now there's three eights in the lead. That ain't gonna hold up, I know, but it ain't gonna hold up. I'm gonna take a guess and say Sunday's gonna be the day when the bigger fish are gonna be caught, just because, you know, it's warming up, you know. And that, like yesterday, we went bass fishing yesterday morning, and I had I had this one little spot I was going to go to, and when I pulled in there, man, there was six boats sitting on the exact spot where I was planning on going, and it's like, man,
surprise,
this is crazy.
Surprise,
surprise. I guarantee you, and I told those guys, I said, man, we're just going to pull up short and start out here and kind of work our way into it, and maybe they'll kind of clear out by the time we get there, and we kind of did that, and sure enough, they started clearing out. But in the area, I bet there was, oh my gosh, I bet there was 40 boats, and we never saw one of them catch. I know, never saw one of them catch a fish. So I think what it is that area just, it's an afternoon bite in that spot, because it's nobody was catching them yesterday morning, especially after that little front came in, you know, and it cooled the water back off. And. And after a little while, I finally set foot on it. I don't know where there's fish. They're not any big ones, but there's some. So we run down there to this other spot and started chucking wacky worms at them, and caught three of them real quick. And it's like, okay, well, they're here. And kept on. We missed a couple more. And then we said, oh, that's enough of it. Because, I mean, there's boats everywhere. And that's typical of that big bass deal. You know, I think they got like 1,000 entries in it right now. So it's the bass are going to get hammered for the next few days. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
Yesterday I did help some people out with something that I never really had any dealings with before. I was sitting there at the marina waiting on my guys to show up, and we're sitting up there just kind of BSing, kind of talking up there, and standing outside the store, and also hear this boom. And I go, uh-oh, looked around the corner, and there's a Skeeter boat sitting on the concrete. And it's
uh-oh.
Like, uh-oh. Exactly. So I said, well, good night. Somebody will help them out. And, you know, and I'm sitting there and just kind of, I grabbed me a little old cherry pie there in the store and eat it. And I walked back out there with I didn't know who it was. I just seen it dropped off the trailer, and didn't know what they were going to do, and everything is still kind of dark. So I walk out, and it's an elderly couple, and they're out there trying to winch it back up, and nobody was helping them out. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. These youngsters around here, I ain't helping them. So I got out there and helped them winch it back up on that trailer, and it didn't take long at all to get it back on there, but it's like, goodness, you know. He goes, you think it messed it up? I said, no, you just got a little battle scar on the bottom, but that's about it. I've seen them do it before, but I've never, you know, been involved in trying to get them back up on the trailer, because by the time I get there, everybody's already piled on them. But yesterday, it was the strangest thing. Nobody was even helping them. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, good night. That's
different
one thing
we live in nowadays, Richard.
I know. I mean, it's amazing, because, I mean, it's, you know, it's just one of them things. You help everybody out.
Yeah, you help a brother out, you know. Yeah, exactly.
I know. I mean, that's the thing.
I don't know about things anymore.
I know. That's like towing people in on the water when they break down, you know. It's like, I'm the first one. If I see somebody broke down, I'm going to tow you in.
It's the law. I mean, you should stop and render aid. You see somebody in peril,
know?
I mean, or broke down, cowling off.
Something, you know. Yeah, you got to help them out. I mean, that's...
Well, I've seen people just drive right by it. I mean, just, I didn't see them. I didn't see them.
I know. I've seen...
How do you not see somebody when you're driving a boat? Your eyes are all over the place, you know?
Everywhere, exactly. You're looking for any obstruction, anything coming at you, or anything, you know? So it's like, goodness, you know, these rascals, they don't worry about it. And, you know, that's just me, though. And then everybody wants to ask you how much they owe you. Well, no, you don't owe me nothing. You know, I mean, that's one of the things.
Right.
You're liable to see me out there broke down, and I expect the same in
return.
That's
what I tell them. I said, hey, man, it may be me the next time. Please stop and pull me in.
That's exactly right. You know, that's the thing. So that's the way I always do it anyway. But everybody,
I had a guy called me one afternoon. It was on a weekend this years back. And I'm already in, got my boat cleaned up. And I'm kind of back in my easy chair just chilling and resting up, and get a phone call.
Well, yeah.
He said, I'm out in the bay, and told me where he was at. He said, man, he said, I've had 30 boats drive by me, and I've been waving a white rag at them. They won't even stop. He said,
oh,
I broke down. My motor blew up. I said, well, I'll be there in about 30 minutes. So I'll relaunch and go out there and pull him in. And he just couldn't believe that many boats drove by him and wouldn't tow him in. And he wasn't
That's amazing. 5 miles
from the ramp where he put in, but nobody stopped and even asked if he was okay.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's horrible there. That, you know, especially if he had a squall come up or something, you know, and really put him in a bind out there. I mean, that's not a good thing at all, you know. I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, that's like me. I'm the first one to stop and help you out if I can. You know, there's...
Just by talking to you, I know you're that kind of person, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, you know. It's just like one day I was out there fishing by myself, and I saw these old boys that looked, I thought they were broke down. They were on their trolling motor and had their motor tilted up, and they were cutting across the lake, headed towards Stowaway. Well, I'd been out there fishing a little while and almost had what I wanted for dinner, and I kept, you know, I sat there and watched 5 or 6 boats go by them, and no one ever stopped or anything, and they went by a couple of boats that were fishing, and I could hear them kind of saying something, but, you know, I didn't know what they were saying. They're a quarter mile off and stuff, and then I get on my way back, and they'd almost made it halfway across the lake, which is about 2.5 miles from where I originally saw them to Stowaway Marina, and where they were at, they were still a good mile and a half away, and I'm sitting there going, I pull up to them, I said, y'all broke? Yep. Well, you need a tow? Well, sure. So I said, that, you know, I asked if they had a rope or anything. If they don't have one, I got one. So
right.
They said, oh, yeah, we got a rope. So we hooked up and drug them on over and everything. And you know, same thing. How much will you? You don't owe me nothing. Just pick me up when you see me. I mean, that's the thing, you know. I mean, because that's the only right thing to do, especially on the water. I mean, you never know what kind of situation somebody's in. The boat may be sinking. It may be, you know, there may be all kinds of things going on that you don't know about. So, you know, you don't, I definitely don't want to see nobody out there, you know, go down or anything like that and get in the bind. Because, I mean, there was one day I had some people out, and we were fishing in the middle of the lake, and we were just fishing, and I saw these guys in some kayaks, and they were paddling. They paddled from Stowaway to a creek that was behind me, and it, you know, it was a good 2.5-3 miles that they paddled. Well, they were out there in some pretty rough water. You know, I'm going, dang, these guys are knuckleheads. They don't belong out here in this stuff. And then they got on their way back, and there were some pretty big fellas too. So, and I'm sitting there telling the guys in my boat, so if I was in one of them things, I'd stay upside down more than I'd stay right side up. And they made it about 3/4 of the way back, and I could still see them over there before they hit the creek. And one of them fell out of the kayak, and I'm going, uh-oh. And I sat there, and it was kind of cool. It was, you know, it was in early spring, about like right now, where the water temperatures aren't up, but they're not super cold either. And I told him, I said, we're going to sit here and watch him for a few minutes. If he doesn't look like he can get back in that kayak, we're going to go pick him up, because I ain't going to sit here and watch this fellow drown out there. And sure enough, after about 5 minutes, saw he couldn't get back in there, and his buddy was trying to help him. They just couldn't get back in that kayak. I said, let's go pick him up, because he ain't going to make it much longer. Pulled over there, and sure enough, he says, I can't get myself in the boat. And I said, I'm about out of energy. I said, I figured you was. I've been watching him for a little while. So he went over and helped him get in my boat, and then flipped his kayak back over. And he got back in that thing and took off. And it's like, you know, goodness, you know, because we had to sit there and watch that fellow drown. There ain't no doubt. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yep.
He just couldn't make it, you know, couldn't get back up in it. So that's, you know, it's like you say, when you're on the water, you're always paying attention to everything, you know, especially us guides. Anyway, we know we're looking for, more than anything, we're looking for fish. But
right.
if you see something like that, you know, where someone's in peril, you got to help. Something. That's exactly right. I mean, goodness. That's, so many people just drive right on by, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. So, I don't know. The world, like I say, the world nowadays is just not like it used to be. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's like the other day I saw a guy, I had a flat on his trailer, and I pulled up beside him. I said, hey, you need a hand, because I carry an impact wrench with me.
Yeah.
You know, I changed the dang many flats. I got me a little impact wrench I carry in the truck with me, so I grabbed it out and handed it to him. He said, here, this will make
That's
it a little bit
than
easier.
It's better than a four-way lug wrench, I can tell you that. These new impacts, man, you know, with impact on them, they work big time.
They work great, I promise you. There ain't no doubt. So, but I'm the guy that carries everything, you know. I mean, I got a spare hub in the truck. I got all kinds of stuff.
Yes, sir.
I mean, goodness, when you go through so many different things, you carry so many different things. But it is what it is, and I'm still going to keep on trucking, there ain't no doubt. If I run a hub off, I can have a hub change quicker than I can change a tire. That's what's crazy. I mean, it's so much, these new torsion axles and stuff, boy, you can change that stuff out so quick. It's unreal. But I'm ready for these dang bass to settle in and do the right thing. Now I want to catch some of them big rifles.
Disrupted this weekend, and
you're not kidding.
You know, it was a big fish bite yesterday. I was looking at that Saltwater Legends tournament out of PA, Port Aransas, and he listed the top 10 trout caught yesterday, and I think the smallest one was like a 709 or something like that, and 208. That's good fish,
That's some big trout. There ain't no doubt. I mean,
one, you know, just over 8, and another one a little over 8.5. So those are nice fish. Very nice.
You're not kidding. Those are some big trout. There is no doubt.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Like, you know, that's like those 3.38s on Conroe that are leading that big bass deal. I really expect her to be. Something
well,
over
the barometer's lower today, so there might be a bigger bass come in today, I would think.
That,
you know,
that's it. You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be 11 or 12 pounder that that should win it, you know.
Yeah, buddy, I'd like to see that. Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, a buddy of mine caught 11 and 8 in the tournament.
I remember you telling me about that one. So, hey, they're out there. So it's just
they're there.
Get lucky enough to put a hook in front of one. All right, Richard,
that's
I got to
exactly.
run. Somebody
All
wants
right,
to call Mick. You. Give them some info, my friend.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
That's a mouthful. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you, Richard. Take care.
All right, y'all have fun.
All right, let's jump down to Matagorda now and check in with old Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Mickey. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot, man. What are you up to?
Well, I've been fishing all week long. Got canceled on for today and resting up.
But, beautiful day today.
It was a beautiful day yesterday, Mickey.
It was.
I mean, you know, the whole week's been really good weather-wise, except the day before yesterday, that fog, make a werewolf out of you, but
telling you.
But they were eating the fog, so whatever.
Well, that's a good thing, man. Nobody can see you catching them either.
Yeah. There ain't many people fishing. There just ain't many people fishing. I made 3 or 4 wades yesterday. I wanted to make some wades, and I could have went right to those fish. And, I mean, I had the perfect conditions for drifting, and that's where I ended up. If I'd have went there right off the bat, I mean, we'd have caught the hell out of them. But, I mean, we still caught fish yesterday. And I've heard of a few good wade fishing catches. Most of it all week has been late in the afternoon. You know, I think there's a better bite late in the afternoon, like, you know, those last 2 hours of the day.
Right.
There has been some good catches, but no, we caught fish all week long. It was okay. And it's hard to believe February's gone.
Good riddance.
But,
adios. Get out of here.
Yeah. And now we get to, you know, a couple of the toughest months of the year. March and April can be pretty tough sometimes.
Yeah, April's my least favorite month of the whole year, really. January.
Yeah, that's
January can be really good if you get the weather, but, you know, a lot of times you don't, so.
Yeah. Well, January, I love January and February. You know, I mean, we had 2 good weeks. We had that first week, you know, after that first snowstorm, and I mean that was a hell of a feed. Those fish were really eating. This week we had to peck on them.
Yeah,
you know, so it's all part of it. Just it was good weather all week long. You know, I'm pretty sure I could have got them today, no problem, but it's going to be a long year. We got a lot of fishing coming, so whatever.
Yeah.
You get out this week?
No, I did not. Did not do it. The morning I was going to go, we were socked in with fog. I said, no, I'm not going to go out there and fight this. I mean, it was that dripping wet socked in. Well, I know some
guys. Don't tell me. I was in it.
They fished about an hour, and they just came back to the dock.
Yeah. Yeah, it that fog, it'll make a werewolf out of you.
It will.
Yeah,
I mean it. You know, under different circumstances, tournament or you got a trip, sure, go in it and make the most of it. But I didn't have a trip.
Yeah.
I was just going to go fun fishing, get my 3 pencils, and come in.
Yeah. Well, it was so thick. I went to the river first.
Did you?
You know, I didn't want to take a chance going out there, but finally it acted like it was lifted in the river, and we weren't catching anything. I said, to hell with it. I'm going to the bay, and it hadn't lifted. It was thick. But at least the sun was up, and I could make my way over there. Yeah. Yeah. But it turned out to be a beautiful day. And I'm sure there'll be a big crowd down today. Always is on a Saturday.
Beautiful day like it's going to be today and being a Saturday. So, yeah, that'll be some lurking and milling around out there.
There'll be some fish caught. There'll be some fish caught today.
Yeah, there was.
When do we have another front coming? Tuesday?
No, I think we're supposed to get rain in the forecast, thunderstorms on Tuesday, and then I think it's Wednesday. Let me check here again. It might have changed since I looked at it yesterday. That's why I like looking at it. Let's see. Yeah, Tuesday, you're going to have a south wind and 70 to 80 degree weather with 70% chance of thunderstorms. Some of them are possibly severe. Then the wind will go west at 35 as that weather pushes out. And then Wednesday it's going to be 54 for a low, 68 for a high, and a northwest wind at 25 to 30. And then we'll go south to west again on Friday with a northwest wind at 25 to 30 on Saturday. So, boom, four-day period right there. Looks a little iffy.
Well, sounds like we might have a week of rest.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. What's weird is after northwest wind on Saturday, then we're going to have a southwest wind on Sunday. Usually it'll go to the east, but I guess this has got so much Pacific flow in it that it's going to stay with some kind of west in it. That ought to lower some tides and northwest winds.
Man, we've had some low tides.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really been low. They haven't came back at all.
Just imagine down south, you know, that water gets blown out down there. It takes forever to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they caught a lot of fish in that Legends tournament.
Yeah, there were some really nice fish weighed in yesterday. Or caught, weighed, and released.
Yeah. Yep, well, good deal. They had a pretty day for it yesterday.
Yeah, they did. All right, Charlie P., well, you have a good day. Rest up, and we'll see you then.
We'll talk to you next week, Mickey.
All right, well, throw out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, buddy.
713-725-2401.
All right. Charlie, always good talking to you. You be safe, man. Rest up. I'll talk to you next week, man.
Take care, Becky.
You too. Well, folks, if you're needing pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, well, they have a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.